Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Come on, son.
Come on, son. Come on, son.
Come on, son. Back with another episode of Come On, Son, the podcast. What's up, y'all? This is Ed Lover. Rest in peace to the one and only Combat Jack, the overseer of this podcast forever and ever. The last time I left y'all, we were talking about the year in review, and we went through the first 6 months of the year in review. So, year in review part two is where we are now, talking about the year that was 2021. And what a hell of a year it was. Like, 2021 was kind of ill because, you know, towards, I would say, summer and the middle of 2021, we kind of felt like we had COVID under control, even with the Delta variant coming out. But now this Omicron variant is out and people are getting sick again like crazy. Since the last time I even talked to y'all, it's almost like 100% of the country is being affected severely by this variant, this COVID variant. And I don't think that we're out of the water any way, shape, or form. I believe we are pretty much going to go into another lockdown period. I really believe that. Because people are just getting sick all over the place. And, you know, you keep seeing all of this stuff about this variant, some people like to call it the Omarion, right? I don't know where they got that from. I guess that's close to Omicron. You keep hearing a lot of talk about this variant and what this variant is and what this variant isn't and what it means and what it doesn't mean. But I know one thing for sure, people are really, really getting sick. And I still say that you should be vaccinated because the people that I know that are vaccinated, that have tested positive for the variant, even the ones that I know that have gotten sick, haven't been severely sick or hospitalized. Most of it carries like a cold for a lot of people. So, you know, I personally know people that have tested positive because of the variant who've gotten sick. It felt like they had a cold 2 or 3 days, bounced right back. So, no one that I know and love, thank God, has been hospitalized because of this variant. So let's get into the 2021 year in review part two. Let's finish up. So the last time I left y'all, we were talking about June and the Milwaukee Bucks winning the NBA championship. I thought that was the biggest story of June for 2021. So let's move on to July, shall we? The 2020 Olympics happened this year because of the pandemic. Because remember, July 2021, the 2020 Olympics was supposed to happen in 2020, actually didn't happen till 2021. And Sha'Carri Richardson was a big, big part of that debate. She tested positive for weed and could not participate in the Olympics because, and it wasn't just, you know, everybody's opinion on drug testing and weed testing. I think The biggest part of that whole story with Shikari was the way she handled it. But we also had to remember, and I had to remind myself, that Shikari is a young adult. She's very young. So, of course, she handled it in a young adult's manner. You know, not like I would have handled it. With much more poise and much more grace. She kind of came off as a little arrogant, and it rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. So that was a big, big story, was those the Olympics that was going on. And I think the biggest story out of those Olympics was Shikari Richardson testing positive for weed and couldn't participate in the Olympics. The Donda listening sessions at the Mercedes-Benz Dome in ATL, which I was at both of them, Kanye moved in. At one point, he set himself on fire. He made himself float. The food menu was crazy. Chicken tenders was like $50. Merch was like $300 for a hoodie that didn't look like shit. I went to both of those at Mercedes-Benz Stadium and never started on time. I didn't understand it, but it set a precedent that we had never seen before, that people were willing to fill up a stadium to listen to an album. He never said hello. He never said thank you. He just played the album with theatrics. And personally, I didn't enjoy it. I thought it was, both times was a waste of my time, especially the second time. My wife and my daughter went with me. I was like, why did I even come to this? The first time for me, I had a better time because I was in the suite with Coach K and all of those fucking fantastic people that I ended up in the suite with. So that made it fun. The event itself is not for me. I saw a lot of fans walking out talking about how it was life-changing. I thought personally it was bullshit. It was a money grab, and it worked. Okay, and I still don't think the Donda album overall is one of his best pieces of work. I felt like it's a put-together album. I know there's a lot of Kanye fans out there that would disagree with me, but I'm telling y'all my personal opinion, and you can't get mad at my personal opinion. It's just my personal opinion. Like the people that when I was on Vlad and I said that Cardi was ruling hip hop for right now. And, you know, I know from sources that have told me personally that Safari and other people have wrote lyrics for Nicki Minaj. So, I'm getting DMs. Keep Nicki's name out of your mouth. Listen, folks, it's just an opinion. You can disagree with it without trying to be insulting. And your insults don't bother me at all because all I'm going to do is block you. Anyway, get a life. And these are Nicki Minaj fans, and I get it. I get loving somebody's music. I get that. But my opinion on Nicki Minaj as an artist is not going to change anything. Nicki's not coming to your house and pay your bills. Stop being a stan. Just be a fan. And if you disagree with me, just hit me up and say, yo, Ed, I don't agree with you. I heard Safari say he never wrote for Nicki. Safari's lying. But anyway, okay. Cut it out. It's just an opinion. So this opinion that I had of the Donda listening event shouldn't sway your opinion if you felt differently. It's just an opinion. Okay? My thoughts on the album itself, one listen, I'll never listen to it again. It just did not move me. That's just my opinion. Not that I'm looking for the old Kanye. I'm looking for the coherent Kanye. That's what I'm looking for. It's just my opinion. I know there's a sucker born every minute, and I'm not one of them. I'm sorry. Okay, and if you want to drink the juice, go ahead and drink the Kanye juice. And at that Donda listening event, that's how I felt. I felt like if Kanye would have handed out Kool-Aid and would have been like, yo, this is my new brand of water. I want everybody to try it. Y'all motherfuckers would have drank it. If he'd had people came out giving out bottles of water, y'all would have drank that fucking water, even if it meant that you dropped dead right there. It's funny how you will not take a goddamn shot that might save your life, but if an artist tell you to do something or you're supposed to be doing something, or if he would have sold the shit for $100 with Donda on the bottle, you would have bought the shit. It's like you can't even understand when you're being duped, when you're being played by somebody. And then the same month of July 2021, the great Biz Markie passed away. Biz is so very important to me as a friend, as a person that I knew before his first record ever came out, to a dude that I rhymed with when he did the beatbox in a roller skating rink in Long Island, and he wasn't even part of the Juice Crew. He wasn't part of any of that. To a guy that I've DJed with on multiple occasions, from Magic Johnson's Christmas party to clubs in Pennsylvania, to hanging out together when he DJed in Chicago for Brewfest, to all of those memories that I have of Big, from just being a regular club in Long Island, doing comedy, and Biz pops up. It's been my friend for a long time. And really, really, really underestimated when it comes to hip-hop, what he meant to hip-hop. Just a Friend was his biggest record, but it pained me when Biz died. That's all people played. Like, Biz didn't have other hit records. Like, some of the beats that Marley produced for Biz were beats that people used and still use to this day. Nobody beats the Biz. You know, stuff like, I mean, come on, man. I can go on and on. The Vapors. I can go on and on and on about Biz Markie. Biz Markie passed away in July of 2021. And out of all those stories, as much as I would hope that Biz's passing would have been the biggest story of that month, I think the Sha'Carri Richardson story was the biggest story of that month. I think the whole Olympic Sha'Carri Richardson thing, it was highly debated. Because I think there was a limited number of people who are able to go to the Donda thing. And although it was all over the internet and all over the world was talking about Sha'Carri Richardson at the 2020 Olympics and the weed, failing of the weed test. The United States and Kanye fans, and I'm not saying Kanye don't have worldwide fans, but the world wasn't able to really witness Donda the way on a world stage permeating every age group was the 2020 Olympics and Sha'Carri Richardson. So that's my come on, son, for July 2021. Matter of fact, because we talked about Kanye so much, play me something off the Donda. Just play me a little bit of something off the Donda album, please.
You can take it all with the Lord well, on my side. Between a mix of bad schools with the fast food, bad hat tools and a bad mood. If you don't turn to a little gotty, they gonna drain all the scrimp in your little body. They turn me into a little gotty. Yeah. Now Wakanda, but Wakanda is kinda like what we about to make. And who gon' make it? Conda. Who the squad Donda? Who the mom Donda? Who can see Donda? Get Don C.
Thank you, Super Producer Krista. Let's move on to August. August was athletes and COVID. Kyrie Irving deciding that he's going to sit out the season. Huge story. Aaron Rodgers, huge story. Lying about it. Talking about he was immunized. And people took that to meaning that he was vaccinated. Then come to find out he wasn't vaccinated. Kyrie Irving, other athletes. That was the big sports story of August. Rihanna became a billionaire. Very huge. Congratulations for Rihanna with all her Fenty and everything she's doing with her lingerie line. All that very big for Rihanna becoming a billionaire. Play me Run This Town, Rihanna and Jay-Z. Play me a little bit of that, Super Producer Krista. Thank you.
Feel it coming in the air. Yeah. And the screams from everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to the thrill.
I'm ready.
It's a dangerous love affair.
Come on.
Can't be scared when it goes down. Got a problem, tell me now. Only thing that's on my mind is who's gonna run this town tonight.
Yeah, that was huge. Rihanna is actually a billionaire. Good for her. And she's still dating A$AP Rocky. That's kind of cool. PJ Washington. Wasn't such a big story, but a big enough story that I took notice. He's an NBA player, and he gets $4.2 million a year before taxes. And he's expected to pay $200,000 a month in child support to Brittany Renner, which is $2.4 million a year, which leaves him with less money than he's paying her, $1.8 million, which means, folks, be careful who you get stuck with. Be careful who you sleep with without proper protection for this reason and for the reason of diseases. It's crazy that she's going to get more of his money than he's going to get. I don't know what state this is, but it just does not seem right to me. Why would she need $200,000 a month in child support? I don't get it. The Verses, Dipset versus the Lox. Super big. Super big. Another Donda listener session at the Mercedes-Benz Dome in ATL where Kanye moved in, was living there, working on the album still, letting us hear it as he worked on it, changing stuff, setting himself on fire and all that. We all know that. Remember a bunch of celebrities said they didn't shower every day. Aston Martin and his wife, Jake Gyllenhaal. What is that? White people just not fucking wanting to bathe celebrities, okay? Oh, the milk crate challenge. Oh, my God, y'all. That was everywhere. Yes, the milk crate challenge. I've seen some dumb-ass milk crate challenges. I saw a dude do a reveal on a milk crate and bust his ass. People were going to the hospital. People was fucking themselves up with this milk crate challenge. That was crazy. Oh, the OnlyFans. Remember, OnlyFans said that they weren't going to do porn anymore. They said that there was not going to be a platform for people to do adult entertainment on the OnlyFans anymore. They said that's not what's going down. Rich Paul and Adele started dating. That was kind of weird for me. So let's see. What do we have here for August? Kanye, not Kanye. That wasn't, it continued, but it wasn't big. Rihanna becoming a billionaire really didn't affect me that much personally. The Brittany Renner story, it was kind of hot. The Donda listening was up there. The Milk Crate Challenge, Dipset versus the Lox, OnlyFans, Rich Paul and Adele. I'm going to say, in my opinion, for August, it was Dipset versus the Lox and the Milk Crate Challenge. Both of those, to me, were the biggest stories in August is the killer side. People with that milk crate shit, that shit was stupid, son. And that really made me say, come on, son, like 100%. And Dipset versus the Lox drove the price for Jadakiss and the Lox straight through the roof. We were all surprised at how they handed Dipset their ass and so easy because the general consensus was that Dipset had more commercial hits and Dipset was going to come out and they were going to smoke the Lox and blah, 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 blah. Didn't happen. And that Jadakiss freestyle is still super viral. Super viral right now. You can find that anywhere. That freestyle was bigger than Rihanna becoming a billionaire. It was bigger than the whole Donda shit. It was so big that when Kanye was working on his album, still in Mercedes-Benz, he flew the Lox in. He flew the Lox in, and we thought that was the one I went to. The second one where we thought he was going to perform because I had gotten word from people close to Kanye that he was going to do a performance, and he didn't. That's the reason why I went to the second one. Because he flew all these people in and we thought they was all going to perform. But that didn't happen. So I'm going to say the Milk Crate Challenge, which was all over the place, and Dipset versus the Lox was the biggest things that happened in August. Now let's move on to September. But before we move on to September, let's take a little break and we'll be back with more. Come on, son. 2021, the year in review. Back with more Killer Son, the podcast, the year in review.
Come on, son.
This portion of Come On, Son, the podcast is brought to you by McDonald's. Y'all know McDonald's is the place where you can always meet up with your friends, bond with people that you haven't seen in a long time, always get a good meal when you're far away from home. We always mess with McDonald's because McDonald's is like, it's like a friend, man. It's always going to be there for you, whether you're on campus or off campus. You know McDonald's is that spot we can all chill, close to home or close to campus. When I need to satisfy my belly hunger, McDonald's always comes through.
Come on, son, son.
If you're looking for an adventure with the family, NerdWallet can help you take the first steps towards making your dream a reality. Start earning points towards a much-deserved trip by using NerdWallet to compare and find credit cards that pack big travel rewards. Because why not turn everyday purchases into an unforgettable experience? And maybe that vacation made you realize you're ready for a place with a bit more space. NerdWallet can help you compare rates to find the smartest mortgage lender for you. And now that you're feeling settled in your new home, wouldn't it be nice to spend less time watching your investments and more time with family? NerdWallet can help you compare and find financial advisors to take the lead on expanding your portfolio while you take the lead on fort building. Whatever you're dreaming of, NerdWallet makes it easy to compare the smartest financial products side by side. Compare and find the smartest financial products for you on NerdWallet. NerdWallet is not an investment advisor nor an investment broker. Information is for educational purposes only.
Come on, son, son.
Have you ever seen a vitamin water display at your local store? It's like walking into an actual rainbow. Is it me or are the flavors of vitamin water insanely attractive? Plus, with titles like Energy, Revive, Focus, Refresh, Essential, Power C, and Triple X, it's easy to pick a flavor to match your vibe. The real flex is flavor. Don't forget to check out the newest flavors, Gutsy Watermelon Peach and Look Blueberry Hibiscus.
Come on, son, son.
Let's move on, shall we? Lil Nas X pregnancy shoot to promote his new album in September. Nothing else to say about that. Fat Joe versus Ja Rule, Squid Game. Little Uzi Vert's multi-million-dollar diamond ripped out of his forehead when he jumped into the crowd at Rolling Loud. The baby homophobic rant at Rolling Loud. Wendy Williams not returning to her talk show for now. The Wendy Williams Show due to ongoing medical issues. In a statement shared to the show's Instagram account, it was revealed that a 57-year-old TV personality is under a doctor's care and needs more time to make a full recovery. Joyner Lucas saying Karen Civil robbed him after he paid her for services and nothing happened. Drake's certified Loverboy album and its cover. R. Kelly was found guilty of racketeering and sex trafficking. Cardi B gave birth to her second child. New York legalized marijuana. All pretty damn big stories that happened in September. So let's rule a couple of things out, shall we? Lil Nas X pregnancy shoot, promote the new album, nah. Fat Joe versus Ja Rule, even though it was good, nah. Squid Game, check. Lil Uzi Vert, who cares? The baby's homophobic rant at Rolling Loud, check. Wendy Williams, check. Jordan Lucas and Karen Civil, that was mostly Twitter, no. Drake certified lover boy, check. R. Kelly being found guilty. Big story. Check. Cardi B giving birth to a second child. Check. New York legalized marijuana. Check. My opinion, the biggest stories was R. Kelly being found guilty. The baby's homophobic rant at Rolling Loud. Squid Game. Squid Game. Squid Game and R. Kelly and the baby. I'm giving that a three-way tie. Squid Game, R. Kelly, and the baby. Even though Fat Joe and Ja Rule and the Lil Nas X, all that stuff was talked about briefly. Fat Joe and Ja Rule wasn't really talked about that much. That was a one lopsided assassination on Fat Joe by Ja Rule. Fat Joe, the comments about Lil Mo and Vita, very disrespectful, you know, trying to follow in the path of what happened with the Lox and Dipset, but they had already said they were going to get chippy, and they knew that things were just in fun. Fat Joe took it too far. He apologized later, but he did. I think everybody was really talking about Squid Game. Everybody was talking about the baby, and everybody definitely was talking about R. Kelly being found guilty. I think 5 out of 6 counts it was. So those 3 to me, super huge. because DaBaby got canceled, and then remember he got brought up later on by Dave Chappelle. Huge story, huge story. All right, let's move on to October because we ain't got that much left in this whole year. Deontay Wilder got his ass spanked by Tyson Fury. Lil Nas X and Boosie Badass had a back and forth. French Montana was trending because everybody was like, name five hits from French Montana with no features and nobody could do it. Dave Chappelle's The Closer, controversy with the LGBTQ community. Steve Harvey's green shirt and green outfit went viral. LL Cool J got inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and Jay-Z got inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Biggest story, Dave Chappelle's The Closer. Without the shadow of a doubt, it is still going on. I mean, Deontay Wilder getting spanked by Tyson Fury, we was like, oh, damn, that's fucked up. The French Montana thing, we was like, oh, that's fucked up. Steve Harvey's suit going viral, that was funny as shit. LL and Jay-Z was big news. Big. It was wonderful, but it did not surpass Dave Chappelle's The Closer and the controversy surrounding the LGBTQ community. Nothing was bigger than that. Absolutely. Even though LL went to the Hall of Fame, like, let me see which one I want to play by LL. Give me Doing It. Give me a little bit of Doing It by LL.
It's our first time together and I'm feeling kind of horny. Conventional methods of making love kind of bore me. I want to knock your block off, get my rocks off, blow your socks off, make sure your G-spot's sore.
I'ma call your big daddy and scream your name. Matter of fact, I can't wait for your candy rain.
So what you saying? I get my swerve on, bring it live, make it last forever. Damn, the kitty cat's tired.
Daddy, slow down your flow. Put it on me like a G, baby, nice and slow. I need a roughneck nigga, Mandingo in a sack who ain't afraid.
That you're talking about.
But do you really think that you can work it out?
I guarantee you, shorty, it's real. Baby, stick it out. Here comes the man of steel.
Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
Congratulations, LL. You're supposed to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame a long time ago. Jay-Z got inducted. Give me a little bit of Girls, Girls, Girls by Jay-Z.
I got this model chick that don't cook or clean. But she dress her ass off and her walk is mean. Only thing wrong with mine, she's always on the scene. God damn, she's fine, but she parties all the time. I get frequent fire mileage from my stewardess chick. She look right in that tight blue dress, she's thick. She gives me extra pillows and seat back love. So I had to introduce her to the Maha Club. Man, that's young chick, stewardess, project and model. That means I fly rough early, plus I know Tavo. That means I'm new school, pop pills and stay in beat. But I never have a problem with my first class seat. I love
girls, 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 girls.
Congratulations to my man Jay. You belong in there also, brother, without the shadow of a doubt. But there was nothing bigger than Dave Chappelle's The Closer in the month of October. Nothing. Nothing bigger than the controversy that surrounded Netflix when employees walking out, people boycotting it, the whole thing with his old school. Nothing's bigger than Dave Chappelle in The Closer in the month of October. Let's move on to November. Kyle Rittenhouse got acquitted of all charges in the Kenosha shooting. Travis Scott's Astroworld tragedy in Houston that left 10 dead, including a 9-year-old boy. After nearly 14 years, Britney Spears' conservatorship ends. A judge ended the arrangement that oversaw the pop star's life and finances managed by her father, Jamie. Wendy Williams' health is still declining, early onset reportedly of dementia. Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson are a thing. Adele released a new album to make you want to kill yourself. DaBaby and Danny Lee went viral. Summer Walker's the new Erykah Badu, without the shadow of a doubt. She tattooed Larry on her face following her album release that focused on men not being shit all from her baby father, the producer. Facebook announced a name change to Meta, and the return of Come On Son happened. All that stuff happened this year. Come On Son is big. It's on the Patreon platform. Summer Walker big. Kim Kardashian, Pete Davidson being a thing was big. Kyle Rittenhouse, acquitted, was huge. We could, nobody could believe that. And his meme of his face crying was all over, the fake crying on the stand all over the place. But I think, unfortunately, the biggest story was the Travis Scott Astroworld tragedy in Houston, Texas, when 10 people died, including that 9-year-old boy, and everything that's going on in the world of Travis Scott, all the fallout behind it, all the cancellations, all the people that were supposed to do stuff with Travis Scott that's now backing out of doing things with Travis Scott. The fact that they had an after party and you know, all of that. All of that shit happened, man. Play me something by Travis Scott, Super Producer Krista.
Rest in peace and screw tonight, we take it slowly. Yeah. I just took a fold to the head like, man. Drop the top on the slab like, man. Off the top of the dome like, man. Nothing beating home like, man. In a screw tape zone like, man. I go Pepsi on the phone like, man. Flips say platinum, don't do chrome like, man. Had the Southside fade, now let the braids hang.
That's the biggest story to me. Kill that, sad. In November. I don't know how y'all feel about it. I'm quite sure y'all will let me know. It was unfortunate. And it could have been prevented. And there's so many lawsuits that's going out right now. The Kyle Rittenhouse story was big, too. Super big. There's still fallout behind it. Like, this dude is a rock star now. Like, we still don't understand how his mother ain't go to jail, how no charges were filed against her. It just further showed the disparity between what happens when white people do shit and what happens when black people do shit. It was tragic. It was sad. It's just terrible on all sides. We kind of got a glimpse into how this stand your ground law works in certain states. A lot of people don't understand how every little state, every county, every town has their own laws. Like, why do we have federal laws if the state can make up any law that they want to make up? It's just, it's crazy. Like, it's crazy that you could be in one town and there'll be one law in one town, and you go to the next town, it's a totally different law. Or there's state laws that only apply in Wisconsin and don't apply in Illinois, or don't apply in Georgia or New Jersey or New York or whatever have you. So now we know how things work. But I think the biggest thing with us, people of color, when I say us, is the way the law works for us, people of color, and the way the law works for people not of color are two totally different things. So if I had to narrow it down, I would say one is the Travis Scott Astroworld tragedy, and 1A was the Kyle Rittenhouse Kenosha shooting verdict. I would say those were the two biggest stories in November. December is still going, but when I come back, I am going to tell you what I think is the biggest story so far in the month of December, and December is almost over. It's Come On, Son, the Year in Review, Part 2.
Come on, son.
All right, man, it's Head Lover. I'm back with more Come On, Son. I'm here to wrap up the Year in Review, Part 2 in 2021. So far in December, Devon Franklin filed for divorce from Megan Good after almost 10 years of marriage. Dr. Dre is officially divorced and reportedly has to give his wife $100 million out of his billions. John Madden unexpectedly passed away. Sad. Everybody loves John Madden, man. Everybody. Kanye West bought a house across the street from Kim Kardashian and broke up with his girlfriend in an effort to get his wife and family back on track. Jeezy and his wife, Jenny May, or Mai, I'm not quite sure how to say that. I really don't watch the show. They announced that they are going to name their baby Snow. Now, if you remember, Jeezy was Snow as the Snowman, S-N-O-W. They're talking about S-N-O. The Snowman meaning the Cocaine Man. So do you really want to name your baby Snow, S-N-O? Is it after cocaine, or is it just because he was known as a snowman, which is still a cocaine man, which is, I don't know. The Insecure finale, huge, y'all. a lot of women, including super producer Krista's life, will not be the same without Insecure. And big up to Issa for doing what she did with Insecure and making herself a household name. It's a great show. It's almost 2022, and Walmart still don't take Apple Pay, y'all. Really, Walmart? Come on. You should be taking everything. You should be taking Apple Pay. You should be able to Zelle, Venmo, fucking Cash App, Walmart. The spike in the COVID during this whole holiday, and New Year's Eve is looking real living room-ish. It really is. It's like a lot of people don't want to go out. They want to hear Christmas and Hollis by Run DMC right in their own living room. Play me a little bit of Christmas and Hollis.
I picked a wallet up and then I took a pause. Took out the lights and then it cold, said Santa Claus. $1 million in it, cold hundreds of G's. Enough to buy a boat, magic car with ease. But I never feel for Santa, cause that ain't right. So I was going home to mail it back to him that night. But when I got home, I bugged, cause under the tree was a letter from Santa and the door was for me. And Santa put gifts under Christmas trees. Decorate the house with lights at night. Snow's on the ground, snow white so bright. In the fireplace is the Yule log. Beneath the mistletoe as we drink eggnog. The rhymes that you hear are the...
Thank you, Super Producer Krista. That was Run DMC. And Christmas was really quite quiet around here. So far, I think the biggest stories of December so far, and December's not only something's going to happen right after I say that's it for the year review, and I'm not going to come back and put an addendum on this because it doesn't make sense. John Madden passing away in the Insecure finale. I think we are so not surprised by anything that Kanye West and Kim Kardashian does right now that story didn't surprise any of us. We don't know if this shit is a setup just for more press. We really don't know what to believe at this point. Devin Franklin or Devon Franklin and Megan Good. I mean, it's sad, but who really gives a shit? Jeezy and his wife with the snow, naming their baby Snow, was crazy. That Insecure finale is really, that was huge too. So I'm going to say John Madden in the Insecure finale. And the spike in COVID. The COVID spike, to me, is the biggest thing for the whole holiday season. For this month, the spike in COVID, the Omicron variant, is definitely the biggest story out of any story. Even though we all love and respect the John Madden man, but this COVID shit is what everybody's talking about right now as we speak. So for the month of December, Killer had said, goes to fucking COVID, because we thought we were out of it, and here comes this new variant, and fucking people just get sick again, left, right, left, right. The numbers have went down. Now the numbers are spiked up to every fucking city in this country. They canceling flights. People are canceling reservations. My man Dan Tanner was supposed to be going away for his birthday next month. We was all supposed to go to Vegas. Now people are like, don't know if I want to be in Vegas with this shit going on. Don't know if I want to be on a plane. My daughter didn't come home for Christmas because of this shit. Everybody's talking about the Omarion. Okay, the Omar Epps. Whatever you want to call it. All right, the Omicron. Okay? The Technicron, whatever. I'm actually going to a New Year's Eve party, and it's like, I don't know if I want to go now. Because it's like, they want everybody to get a test. You can't find a test. You can't find a rapid test. They were all in CVS and Walgreens going in now and trying to find one. You can't even get in line for the DVD, PCR, PCP, whatever you want to call it, test. You can't find a testing site that has an opening for you to get a test right now. So everybody is definitely talking about the return of COVID in December. I don't give a damn what variant it is. Everybody is talking about it. That's the biggest story so far of December of 2021. Y'all let me know what y'all thought the biggest stories were. Hit me up on Instagram at Ed Lover. Hit me up, Ed Lover Presents Come On Son on Facebook. And let me know if you agree or disagree. Hit the Patreon page, follow that, so you can get your Come On Son videos. All of that's happening, and I hope you survived. I hope you're good. I hope your family is safe. God bless each and every one of y'all. Happy holidays. Don't really know a lot of New Year's records to play, but I know one of my favorite Christmas records that I'm going to leave you with, and God bless you and have a happy 2022. I know y'all going to send out the memes, New Year, New Me, bullshit. New Year, same old fucking you. Because it's going to be the same old motherfucking me with Killer Son. Now let's leave them with a little bit of Christmas rapping by Curtis Blow. Thank y'all for the support all year. Thank you for listening to the podcast all year. And it's going to get better and more aggressive and funnier and a lot more great stories and things to talk about in 2022. Enjoy it. Happy New Year, y'all. Here's Mr. Curtis Blow. Bye-bye.
Shock, rock it through your neighborhood. Gonna read, gonna sing it till it's understood. My rap been about to happen like a knee. You been slapping or a toe, you been tapping on a hunk of wood. Bought a red suited dude with a friendly attitude and a slave full of goodies for the people on the block. Got a long white beard, maybe looks kinda weird. And if you ever see him, he can give you quite a shock. Now people, let me tell you about last year when the dude came flying over here. Well, the hawk was out, snow's on the ground. Folks stayed in, 2:40 down. The beat was thumping on the box, and I was dancing in my socks. And the drummer played at a solid pace.
Come on, son. This Ed Lover podcast is being done in conjunction with Cigars International. Make sure you check out CigarsInternational.com for all your cigar needs.
This episode of Come On Son, the podcast, is produced, engineered, and edited by Cam Quotes and Krista Hayes. Recorded out of Atlanta, Georgia, this is an official Loudspeakers Network podcast brought to you by Ed Lover. Be sure to check out the return of Come On Son, the web series, exclusively on Patreon.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.